So I'm here to make an official announcement, Josh.
Hooray!
Drum roll.
You know what? I'm not even bringing in the drum roll guy because he is always late to everything I need.
He is late, and I'm just, you know, utilizing my hidden talent of being able to roll the R's. Spanish class, I was popular. That sounded horrible. Oh my gosh. Rosita. Our podcast, we've come up with a name.
The most indecisive people in the building have come up with it. Well, we're
it's
not
only
the
taken, what, 2 months? 3 months?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay, all right. So we came up with a name. See what you think. I'll let you do the honors.
Our new podcast title.
Yes.
Off Air Flair.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a good, because we're, you know, not in the control rooms, in the studios doing a live air shift.
Correct.
It incorporates the radio aspect of it. And Flair, I mean, I know what you're thinking, because you know we're WWE fans.
We didn't spell it that way.
We didn't spell it like Ric Flair. We're no wooing up in here, unless we're talking about it.
That's correct.
But we spelled it more like F-L-A-R-E, like the national anthem, like, and the Rockets, red glare, bombs bursting with flair. This kind of flair is like a, according to the dictionary, like excitement. Shouts of excitement, flair, woo, like not, well, I said no woos, but not.
We made an exception.
Yeah, because that kind of flair, F-L-A-I-R, like Ric Flair, is more so like extravagant.
Correct.
More so. Not
entitlement.
Entitlement, yeah. So this is kind of like an exciting off-air and just a look into our lives and our opinions and stuff like that. So we're excited about that off-air flair. Yay.
Small victories.
It's the little things. It's like finding that $1 bill. You're like, well, look at that.
Yes, indeed.
Speaking of small victories, I think today, since we make the grand announcement of our new podcast name, we're going to talk about things that make you happy, little things that make you happy.
Because just the two of us, the excitement that we had when we finally came up with a name puts me in a better mood.
Yeah.
Like, I've got a meeting that I'm not looking forward to today,
right?
But this put me in a better mood because we're making progress on something else.
And I feel like the room feels brighter even though that bulb's out.
our janitor changed light bulbs this morning. I saw him doing it.
He did?
Yeah.
So why is that not?
Hey, it's one thing at a time.
Small victories.
One thing
at a
time.
That light is brighter. That one is still not working.
It's pulling all the extra juice.
Is it? Are you being, like, legit or are you trying to be sarcastic? Okay. Sometimes I wish we had a webcam in here, and sometimes not so
much.
We
may go there eventually.
It might get to that point.
We may go there.
But we got to do the Facebook angles.
Depends on the budget.
Put it in the roof so everybody looks better on the roof. Look down at me. Look at that nose.
No bald spots. Josh starts wearing a hat.
Why is he wearing? You never wear a hat. He's wearing one now. All right, so things that make us happy, little things. We found a list, and it's going to be interesting.
Lists
are great. It's going to be interesting to see, like, our take on these lists and everything. Mm-hmm. Like, what do we think? So,
what have we done and what we have not? Also something. I'd be surprised to see how much we have or haven't done on this list, too.
Yeah, so seeing a friend you haven't seen in a long time, would that make you happy? Of course, I think so.
We met up for lunch with a buddy of mine while we were down at the beach last month. It's fantastic. It was so great. Just a couple of hours, nothing crazy, nothing extravagant. We met at a deli, we had lunch, and we talked about everything. And it was like, you have that group of friends that you could sit down with and not have seen them for 2 years.
Wow, that's a good time.
And it's like you never missed a beat.
Oh, yeah.
Never in the slightest.
It fits like a glove.
My wife and I spent the first portion of the car ride, before she fell asleep, talking about how great it was to see him and just visit and how much fun we had.
Just enjoying each other's company. I agree with that. Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome. Even if it's for like short like burst of time, like 2 years, I think that's a really long time. But it's awesome that you got to reconnect.
Yep.
Even if you don't see someone for like weeks or months. I mean, I know life gets busy and work schedules and personal stuff and everything. And sometimes like I think we're embarking in that busy season on our end here at the radio station. So my best friend and her schedule and everything, we kind of get each other when it comes to that. We talk every day via text or Snapchat or what have you, but there's moments where it's like, I haven't seen you in like 3 months.
Right.
But then when you do, like you said, you
just
pick
right
up,
back into
I mean,
it.
Laughing about the stupidest things, the inside jokes, and I like those friendships where you can just sit there, and even if you don't say anything, you're perfectly content.
Yep.
Those are kind of the best like times.
And absolutely.
Like, so let's pull up the Quiplash. If you haven't played the Jack in the Box games for your Xbox, I think you can do it like on...
There's like 14 different platforms we've looked.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's really fun. And Quiplash If you have a group full of jerk friends like I do.
Hey.
We have our quiplash friends. It's like you and a couple of others. And the answers that you pull out there, my husband is the brunt of most jokes. That's the best part. He's a good sport, though. He's a real good sport.
He starts as a good sport. Then it spirals downhill in the most amazing way possible.
Well, I mean, normally that's when, like, liquid courage is involved. So.
I don't drink. That makes it the best.
Oh, you get to experience the downhill, the downward
spiral. Everybody
complains
like, oh, I don't get to drink tonight. Play quiplash with a bunch of your drunk buddies. I guarantee you, you don't have a bad time.
And then the rest of us are like, we said that. And you're like, you sure did. You sure did. All right, getting a long hug. That's
I
on
like
the list.
Hugs. I'm
hugs
a hugger.
Are good. But I do the awkward hug.
We do the awkward hug because
it's
hilarious.
Funny, because that's the first time I went, this is an awkward hug.
Yeah. Workplace hug.
Yeah, workplace hug, because you don't want to do that intimate, like, you know, not like in a like romantic setting, but sometimes it's like, okay, cool hug, you know, or I don't know you, like side hug.
I think that also applies to the seeing a friend you haven't seen in a long time. I think for that, saw a buddy of mine, doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Hug it out, dude.
Big old hug.
Handshake, that's not enough. I mean, somebody you haven't seen in forever.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives you that embrace. I think there's a special connection there with a hug. So
I agree.
The other day, I'm going to give Josh props. I was having a horrible day, and he's like, all right, no awkward hug, real hug. And I was like, it made me feel better. I think it's they've even had like scientific like studies that's like if you have like a brief moment, someone embraces you, it kind of calms your nerves like on a scientific level. It does. Like your nerves and everything, you calm down. And I think they've done that before with like folks that have a particular type of like autism or whatever.
Yes.
If you embrace them. And then it's like, you know, the dogs that get upset with thunder, that's why they make those thunder jackets.
Correct.
And when those like tighten up on you. So I think a hug, it does make you happy. It does. Especially like you said, if it's someone that you haven't seen or you want to connect with or whatever. Now an unwanted hug. Does not make me happy.
That's another off-air flare for a different day.
That is... that and I'm sure you could probably name off the people. I'm like, don't want a hug, don't want a hug, don't want a hug from you, don't want a hug from you.
You know what? That's not fair because I think everybody has those.
Yeah, I think we all have the list of people like, no, not that guy.
Right.
Mm-mm.
And everybody has that crazy aunt, you know, the old pinching cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
You. Don't hug me.
Yeah, please don't.
5 feet of personal space, minimum.
Don't hug me, and I don't want your stupid pajamas that look like bunnies.
Whatever, man. They're the most comfortable.
Are you? Did you have a bunny set of pajamas? Like
no,
Ralphie
no,
on
no,
Christmas
I didn't,
Story?
But, okay. I mean, I've gotten pajamas for Christmas, and they're amazing.
Yeah.
From an aunt, actually.
From an aunt?
Mm-hmm.
That's
enough. She also did a little research. Uh-huh. Polar fleece is a huge win for me.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So now if you're buying a gift for Josh anytime soon, polar fleece pajama pants, please.
Nike, if you're listening.
Nike. You're like, $60
No,
pants.
No. That was a shot at Nike in Oregon, not the people.
Oh, I
no,
was like,
no.
No. You were like, no, I want Nike pants.
Hey, we're going worldwide with this thing. I want to make sure they know I'm paying attention.
I want you to debate either paying your light bill or buying me sweatpants. Nike, please. Thank you so much.
No. Took that the wrong way.
I know. I'm the girl that's like, oh, when they say, oh, I love your dress. I'm like, thank you. It was $5. I'm that girl.
I'm thrifty.
Yeah, it was in the clearance rack. And Cliff's like, that's why I love you. Look,
yes.
Look at that.
Yes.
Jaren's like, Oshkosh bagosh, $20. And I'm like, this shirt, Old Navy clearance rack. It's got a hole in the arm.
I think that,
$2.
I think that transition happens for everybody when
so.
They have kids.
100%.
I don't think that's just a you thing.
Yeah, it's not just a me thing.
I like the next one, taking a long hot shower.
Yes.
So. I have this debate. I've had this debate with multiple people, and this goes
showering?
Back to no.
Shower, not to shower.
No. Shower
you
temperature.
Should.
Shower temp, because when we're at the cabin, my wife's grandparents have a don't have a tankless water heater, so you get to set the temperature, so it immediately heats it. Good and bad.
So what
they
is
set
the temperature?
Theirs,
what is the...
They set theirs at 140. That's a little warm for me.
They're like scald your face off like...
No, it's just a little warmer
Indiana
than I would
Indiana Jones
like
I'm looking at the Holy Grail.
No, and I realize you're not going to really be able to gauge what... So my question is, how long into the shower or how close to the knob won't turn to hot anymore are you on the scale? I mean, are you a smoke it out kind of thing or...
Yeah, because I'm the kind of person... That if I leave the knob set it where it was, and my husband's like, all right, now I'm going to go take a shower.
Oh,
like,
God.
Do you not have any skin left? Like,
right.
I like a hot shower. And I'll tell you that Jaren, who is 4, if he's over at my parents' house, like taking a bath or whatever, my mom's like, your child loves the water being too hot to the point where it's like, your arms are red. Like, no, stop. He's like, make it warmer. Make it warmer. I was like, totally gets that for me because I need it to wake me up. I want it to make me clean. You know, cleanliness, you think hot water. It's I think it's like a subconscious kind of thing. And also, it's relaxing. I mean, to me, it helps, like, get out, like, muscle aches or anything.
If I'm bouncing around the shower not trying not to burn to death, that's not relaxing.
Oh, I'm all up in it, like, mouth open. I'm enjoying every second of it to the point where, like, you know, and if it's a long shower and, you know, the water heater's like, all right, we're going to cool down a second. I'm like, what's the problem? We need a new water heater. No, you need to set your stuff back.
Somebody get Jenya a boiler.
I'm going to do old school and take it out back, and we're going to boil the water and then dump it on me.
Oh, God. So. See, I am just past the bridge of where hot and cold are on.
Medium.
I want like a, no. My wife's like, this water's cold. Mm-mm. It's not. It's warm enough for me.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I don't want a cold shower. No.
Those are horrible.
But I don't want the other end of that spectrum where it's like, when I get out, you know what? I think I mark it down to when I get out of the shower, I don't want a sauna. I do not want a sauna. My wife will get out of the shower and it's steam. She's got the fan on and everything. And yeah.
When
no
she opens
thanks.
The door.
I don't want to start sweating again immediately.
Yeah. That is a problem because then the mirror is like steamed up and you're like, oh, if you're going to brush your teeth or put on makeup or whatever, you got to wait.
It's really
to do that
inconvenient. And, do everybody else in the house a favor and take a decent temperature shower. You
thank you so much. I'll keep the bathroom door open because in the bathroom that we primarily use in the bedroom, it doesn't have a vent and we've got a window, but I don't want to open the window. So I'll just keep the door open and then I'll keep.
You look like a sewer grate in the wintertime, just steam rolling out of the window, like big cities.
Yeah, like all the outdoor animals are outside, like rubbing their little hands and little paws, like, oh, it's so warm. It's so nice.
It's doing something nice for somebody
And
else.
Then I'll just write, like, help me. In the glass.
Oh, goodness.
But I'll keep the bathroom door open because it just goes out into the bedroom. And I'll close the bedroom door, and that kind of helps, like, facilitate the steam. I don't know. Maybe we're thinking too much about that.
Maybe.
A hot shower, though, I'll tell you, it does make me feel better. Especially if I've had a hot bath. I'll put, like, some bath salts up in it when I'm not killing gremlins. That's a whole nother story. I had a dream about me killing gremlins with bath salts. It was really weird. But I'll put those in, and then a bath bomb. Like, that's a craze that I'm into because I'm like, your skin soft and silky and awesome.
I refuse to. Now, you know what? I try not
don't
to hate
say
on
you're
baths.
Sitting in your
I don't
own
want
filth.
To sit in my own filth.
There it is.
I realize pools, oceans, lakes are nasty as a whole. But I shower when I get out of those.
Right.
It's over.
Well, I don't normally use like the bath as like my, you know, clean procedure unless I was like a little kid or whatever. For me, it's like a relaxing tool. Sometimes I'm like, I'm just going to go take a bath for a second and, you know, shave my legs and just lay there in the hot water. And
so I can shave my legs in the shower. I'm not sure what your problem is.
Yeah. You use the little stool thing up at the corner.
No.
The visual that I just got is horrible. This is
and I don't shave my legs,
today.
By the way.
No, don't take it back now.
I don't.
It's
I
done.
Don't.
It's
I don't
done.
Even shave my face with a razor.
I hear you, Michael Phelps. He's like, I want to be able to swim real fast.
It's a shame I don't get in a bathtub.
I want to be able to walk real fast, on the trail. I'm
trying to make the most of my gym work.
Realizing it's a sunny day. Does that make you happy?
No.
I'm kind of indifferent about sunny day. Now, okay, if it's a beautiful fall day and we're going like to a pumpkin patch or something like that, I want it to be a little sunny.
But there's filler to it. It's not just waking up and realizing the sun's out.
Right, because I'm like, oh, I got to go to work.
Right.
Sweet.
You just want to, truthfully, I'm thankful that
on
the
vacation.
Sun comes up every day.
Yes.
It doesn't matter.
Really?
It doesn't matter to
at
me.
At the beach, you want some sunshine.
We've talked about this.
Yeah,
I'm not
okay,
necessarily a big beach person.
Now, I do, if I have a plan on napping, like I did like not too long ago, and it's going to be a rainy day. I'm like, oh, bring it on.
See, I don't nap either. It's not in my DNA.
Well, see, I really don't nap, but this is one of those days I'm like, I've been tired for a long time. Mm-hmm. I need to nap it out.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah, sunny day. I mean, it's kind of, now, if you're planning like an outdoor event, like when we all get together and play volleyball in my house, I'd like it to be sunny.
Well, but that's
but
not
if it's
a
overcast,
realization.
It's fine.
It's not a realization, though. Yeah. That's a hope and an expectation.
Right, that's true.
That's something different.
Yeah.
I like the next one. Doing something nice, like just the smallest of thing for something else. And I'm going to give you a lot of credit for this because when you're out shopping, you're always thinking of, oh, this is so awesome for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Everybody shops for themselves in a lot of instances until it comes to the holidays. You do that, but you have a very open mind to where you'll get little stuff for everybody. And
yeah,
my wife has mentioned that more than once because she's like, oh, Jenny got me this. And she's like, I don't do this enough. That is so cool that somebody is thinking that far outside the box.
Oh, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those people that, like, when it's holidays and something, I like to do for them. I get more excited about, like, watching someone else open their Christmas gift
totally.
Than me getting mm-hmm. something. And it's like, my sister and I always had this running thing. Like, if I would buy her a birthday gift, Christmas gift, whatever, I would give it to her early because I can't contain myself.
Oh, no. No, no. I drum up the anticipation. I hold the package in front of people. Oh, it's
I shake it.
Oh, you'll never know
what color is it?
My wife is a
box in a box in a box.
My wife is an obnoxious shaker.
So you're like, I put a bunch of quarters in this box.
No, no. I make it clear if you touch it, I'm taking it back.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's nice. That's sweet. Mm-hmm. But I enjoy. And then I think it's more than material things sometimes. So not to be like, look at me. But there was an instance that my nieces were in the car and I think we were going to go to the pool or something. And we went to a small convenience store or whatever. Yeah. And the lady in front of me was an elderly lady. And she and I were talking because we were waiting in line. And she was talking about like, well, my husband has to have back surgery.
Right.
And I haven't been doing well with my arthritis. And I noticed she had like some cartons of drinks in her cart or her buggy or whatever. So when I was done, I went outside and I saw her and I was like, something, you know, that still small voice. It was like, go help her put the
yep.
drinks in the car.
Totally.
So I went and helped and put, and it was like, I didn't think like, look at me, but it was
right.
one of those like, this lady and I were just talking and I know she yep. has these issues and not everyone else would know it. So I walked over and I did it. And the thing that made me happy is that my nieces saw it and noticed it.
Right.
That it was like, that was really cool that you mm-hmm. did that. And it was like trying to instill little things. Like even if you're opening the door for somebody else. I mean, I think some of these things are like a lost art.
Yes.
Thank you or talking nicely mm-hmm. to a waiter or someone through the drive-thru. Hope you have a great day and smile. I
yep.
think little things like that are doing something for someone else. Setting out something for someone that might
yep.
not be able to reach it. Doing little things. I think that really.
My favorite. So. And I've started to do it, and I hadn't thought of it until someone did it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I was going through a drive-thru, and
did you buy someone else's food?
The person in front of me bought my food,
mm-hmm.
and there was no notice, and they were just gone. They were 100% gone. I love that.
Have you've done that?
I did that.
It's
I did
the,
that
it's the best
2 weeks
feeling
ago,
ever. Can
actually.
You do that like when I'm behind you?
See,
I gotta plan it out.
You're that person.
Yeah,
I'm gonna follow you to work.
It's been
biscuit.
3 weeks. You've mm-mm. never bought
nope,
my biscuit.
Nope. Because I'll roll up to the window and I know you're behind me. I'm gonna
the
go.
Person.
The lady behind me says she's got mine.
Yeah. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
I did.
And then I would just wave at you, and you're like,
"Why was my order $27? It's just one biscuit.
14
that,
biscuits
that I'm gonna like just take the meat off
right.
of anyway. I should have just ordered a side of bacon and a
no.
Diet Dr. Pepper.
And I.
That's a good feeling.
I
though.
Doubled down on that because. There was, I know what shift change is for
mm-hmm.
our local authorities.
Mm-hmm.
There was a cop behind me who was just coming off shift.
That's cool.
So I bought his breakfast. So
that's
for
awesome.
Me, it was a double whammy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, but I made sure, it's one of the things for me, if I'm going to do that, I'm not going to be that guy that stands there and wait and waves. I'm gone.
Right.
I'm so gone. He
because
hadn't even got his food yet and I'm already out of sight.
Yeah, because you don't want it to be like, look at me, look at me. It's a cool,
right.
like, because... I've seen it where people post on Facebook and stuff. They're like, hey, someone just bought my breakfast. That was awesome. And you make someone's day
yep.
by something like a $5. I mean,
yep.
how many times do we just spend $5 mindlessly? And it's like, if you do it for somebody else.
Totally.
Or someone could have been having the worst day ever or going through a family tragedy.
Yep.
You don't know what was going on. And that could have been like, that's awesome. I think there's moments that we are sent in people's lives to be their own guardian angel for the day.
Yep.
And I think... That's incredible.
Well, and that's the other thing. For me, I wasn't, the day it happened to me, I wasn't looking forward to work. I mean, the only reason it stuck out to me was I had things that I wasn't interested in doing. It's going to be a pain. So I was going to treat myself to a biscuit before this day got
right.
stupid.
Yeah.
And then somebody bought me breakfast. But it also brought to me
that's a
the
cool
awareness
yeah.
that someone is willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Why shouldn't I do the same thing? Because I know the impact it had on me.
Right.
If anything... That guy should get double credit because it's infectious.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's really,
it's like
really
the
cool.
domino effect.
Yeah.
And that's cool. And I think that...
I hope he knows that.
Yeah.
And I hope in his head he thought, you know what? I'm going to help that guy out and maybe he'll help someone
maybe
else.
They'll return the favor.
Yep. That's
totally awesome.
It.
So if you're listening, I think my challenge to you is to do it for somebody.
Yes, I agree.
At least at some point in the near future, because it is almost like a high.
If you see a red truck at McDonald's, like, no, I'm kidding.
About
I'm totally kidding.
this particular McDonald's.
No, it's really a good feeling. I'd suggest everyone try. And it doesn't have to be an entire meal or anything.
Or if it's in at a coffee chain or whatever. I got the next person's coffee.
I got the
next coffee.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, or, you know, I've seen it happen in a grocery store where someone might be struggling with chains to buy, like, a soft drink, and someone behind them is like, I got it.
Yeah.
You know, little things like that. And it's not to, again, not to be like, look at me. Because if you do it for that purpose, it's not for the right reason.
Yep. And it'll be blatantly obvious why you've done it.
Exactly. But, you know, if you do it just out of the genuine goodness, I think we need more of that. And I think that would make, little things like that would make the world a better place. So that makes me happy. That's pretty awesome. Petting a dog, of course. Hands down.
I have two dogs.
I mean, there's no need to expand
on this. I
have a
third one today if it didn't cost me a fortune.
Exactly. My dog loves it. He loves butt scratches, too. It's kind of weird. But he makes this derp face when I'm doing it, and I'm like, what's going on?
Your dog has a derp face
all the time. So my dog is Lucci, and he is a Boston Terrier, but he's a rather large Boston Terrier. And it's funny because he was the runt. And nobody wanted him. And I was like, I'll take him. And he always has this sad face. And I just love it. That little sad face. And he loves me. It's so funny how dogs are like, you're having a bad day. Let me just cuddle up on you. I'm like, So that makes it better. Someone doing a nice small thing for you. I think we already
covered that one.
Yeah,
already.
So that's on the list. Laying in bed, listening to the rain. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. When you have nothing else to do, though.
If you have nothing else to do, I'm okay with that. Here's my thing. I'm not a guy that's just going to lay in bed.
Yeah.
My preference, however, and my parents can attest to this, when I was younger, I loved thunderstorms.
Yes,
oh, God, do I love a thunderstorm. But not like sit in the house and watch TV with thunder. No, no. I am on the porch
watching
in a rocking chair with a book because apparently I'm an 80-year-old in a 12-year-old kid's body.
Right.
I love doing that.
Could you turn down the noise out there?
No.
Mm-mm.
Also, running in the rain is amazing.
Running in the rain?
Yep.
Really?
You're having a bad day?
Run in the rain.
Tough it out.
I wouldn't want to do it in a thunderstorm. You have that mess.
Why?
I ain't running no thunderstorm.
Don't wear any jewelry or electronics and just go. Just go. You're wearing rubber-soled shoes.
Ride the lightning. No!
It's more a show than anything. It's the best show you'll ever see.
That's cool.
I like the next one.
Being able to sleep with no alarm.
Yeah,
that is glorious.
I don't know what that means. My body is so programmed to that.
Right. Well, I mean.
I could be off.
But I think your body does get in tune with, like, if I turn my alarms off, my body's going to wake me up at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
It's like, even like a day or like vacation, you're like, please. And have you noticed sometimes, though, I don't know if it's just you or me, but your body is, you're more willing to get up on the week. And I'm like, what is that? Sometimes when I'm like, I'm dragging to get ready for work, and I'm like, my body knows this, is like, no, just stay in here for a second. It's raining.
Right.
You know, go back to that. But on the weekend, it's like, all right, get up. And I'm like, what's wrong with you? Full of energy.
And see, I'm of the opinion, I applaud that. Because to me, you only have a couple of days to do what you want to do.
True.
Be motivated to truly enjoy those.
Right.
I'd rather be late to work than sleep through a weekend.
Like when we go to the beach and stuff, I'm up. And the day started at 7 by the latest because I want to enjoy every second.
On our honeymoon, my wife called me the trip Nazi because every day I took advantage of which parks were open early.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. We're taking advantage because you're doing something so huge. You're at this huge event. Why would you pay? And I realized, yes, we're paying all this money. Go. Get up. Go.
You can sleep anytime.
And by Friday, she said, you go do what you want to do. I'm sleeping. That's fine.
Cool.
There was...
Hey, Space Mountain.
I think she wanted to guilt me into staying. Nope.
Sorry.
Deuces. She woke up alone. I got a text message that said, where are you? Like, at the park? Where I told you I was going to be.
Right.
Oh.
We've got forever to sleep together.
Exactly.
So it's fine. It's fine. And the final thing on our list, the thing that makes folks the happiest, and this has happened to me before, finding money in your pocket that you didn't realize you had. Like, have you done laundry and you put on that pair of jeans and you're just like, but I put my keys in my pocket. And you're like, well, what is this? Hello, Mr. Lincoln. Hello, Mr. Jackson.
I don't think I've ever had that happen.
I've had it. I think I've had it. I think maybe sometimes it happens more with men, like if they have, like, you know, that back pocket, mm-hmm. you know, wallet, yada, yada. I've done it. I've had it happen to me a couple of times because, number one, if I have cash, normally it's because we're on vacation, we're going to an event, we're doing something, and I might just shove it in my pocket so I know it's there because I never carry cash. I'm a debit card queen, debit credit.
Tend to be that way.
Yeah.
And see, I also don't carry my wallet in my back pocket anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor's recommendations for, like, chiropractic things.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference, by the way. Strongly endorse it.
I know. You've told me I need to get that iPhone out of my back pocket.
I've done that to several people, and everybody is like, that's really nice.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Continuing that goodwill gesture. But it is almost like Christmas. You're like, well, here's lunch. How you doing? Here's that little coffee that mm-hmm. I was going to get. You know, I think it does brighten your day. But do you have anything that you would add to the list that would that just a random small thing that will brighten your day?
That will brighten my day. Wow.
Yeah. Brighten your day or make you happy.
Getting a phone call from someone you weren't expecting just for the sake of getting it. Not for any particular reason. Just, hey. Call Farrah, check in. There's like something in your head went, mm-hmm. I'm going to check on that person. And you're the guy on the other end.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You'd be having a great day. You get that phone call?
Thanks so much. Yeah, yeah. Mine would be if I'm in a particular mood and a certain song that just takes me somewhere comes on. You're like,
we do that a lot around here with music.
Oh, yeah. But I love those songs where I'm like, you know, I gasp and I'm like, so good. Mm. Like, it takes me back to, like, childhood or, like, it's one of those, like, one of my favorite songs or whatever, and it just happens, and I'm like, oh, so glorious. Like, even on my iPhone shuffle, and I'm like, I forgot I had this song. Another one is if I come home, my husband has done something, like, I vacuumed and da-da-da, and I'm like, that's kind of awesome.
Small things.
Just out of the blue. Small things. And I've seen movies where, like, they reference that, like, it's the small things. What was the movie? Oh, it's The Wedding Singer, one of my favorite. Well, it's a scene in there, and she's debating on whether to be with her husband, Glenn, or Adam Sandler, the wedding singer. And it was something to the effect of the conversation.
Go with Glenn.
No, don't go with Glenn. Glenn was a jerk in the movie. Do you not remember Glenn? Was it Glenn? No, Julia Gould. Yeah, Glenn Goulia, and her name was Julia, and it'd be Julia Gould if they got married. Side note, I love all old Adam Sandler films. Not the new stuff, the old ones. We're talking Happy Gilmore, Wedding Singer, Waterboy. Yeah, even Bulletproof.
How are you sitting there and completely ignoring Billy Madison?
Are
you kidding me right
now?
Oh,
I love Billy Madison.
You didn't say anything.
Shampoo cleans the hair, conditioner makes it silky and smooth. I've had enough of you, Penguin. Oh, let's not.
There you go.
We're going to have to do, like, quoting movies in a podcast. But anyway,
a serious problem with that.
In The Wedding Singer, she had the conversation about how she's always likes the window seat or whatever, and then Glenn, the jerk of the movie, she's like, hey, can I get the window seat? Because I've never been to Las Vegas before. And he's like, no, Jules, you know how the drink carts hit my elbows, and you've got small elbows. And she's like, that realization, like, I married this jerk. The little things do count. So,
oh, yeah. There you absolutely. Go.
Well, hopefully this little podcast that we can now call Off Air Flare.
Hooray!
We're done with that. That's check that off the list.
We love lists.
Hopefully our podcast, whether they be about music, food, what we have going on crazy, or maybe just a gripe fest, brighten your day. We hope they do. Let us know on social media, online, WAKG.com, under Behind the Mic. You can find us there. And some way to get in touch with us, let us know. Have a good one.